This is SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us right now on the hotline, he covers the Cleveland Browns for SB Nation. He's Joe Ginley. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Not too bad. How about you, Patrick?
All right, so is there a little bit of excitement in Brownie Land, in the dog pound? You know, it's tough to be excited when you go 0-16, when you're 1-31 in the last 2 years. But is there a little bit of excitement, a little bit of hope for the Brownies right now?
Well, there's always hope. There's always next year in Cleveland. But as far as excitement, no way. Some fans are a little more hopeful than others that this will turn things around. But there's not too much excitement here because we've had a lot of winning off seasons. The Browns have won plenty of off seasons, but that really seems to translate to on the field victory. So, no, not too much excitement here. Although a lot of people are pleased with what the Browns have done.
All right, so they've got 6 of the top 65 picks, including 2 of the top 4. You got $118 million in cap space, and people aren't excited.
That's how it goes. That's what happens when you go 0-16. You know, people start to lose hope. You know, it's only exciting when you win on the field, you know, unfortunately.
Well, that being said, you know, I know that there was a lot of contention around Sashi Brown. He's very unconventional in the way that he did things. The botched trade with McCarron obviously did not win him any friends in the public eye. But he's the reason why they've got this, you know, cornucopia of draft picks and why they have a Brinks truck of money in the offseason. John Dorsey is going to be the guy who gets to utilize all of those things. You steal Highsmith and Wolf out of Green Bay. You get some actually good, real NFL proven personnel guys. Are the Browns actually not going to Brown free agency in the draft this year, in your opinion?
I think the Browns are going to do the right thing. I spend the offseason, and that's going to be to draft a quarterback. What I see the Browns doing is I see them going after a quarterback like an Alex Smith, not necessarily like a Kirk Cousins. I don't think the Browns are going to spend that kind of money, nor do I think they'll be able to land a free agent of his stature. But I do see the Browns going after some veteran quarterback, giving some veteran presence for the rookie quarterback the Browns will draft. And I don't think they're going to get rid of DeShone Kizer. I think they're going to keep him as a backup. It isn't all that great, to be honest with you, but Kizer did show some flashes and whatnot a few years down the road. He could be a serviceable backup. So, yeah, I think the Browns will do it right this offseason, especially a quarterback. You look at what Dorsey has done in the past, what he did with Green Bay in helping them to draft Aaron Rodgers. I think one of the guys who scouted Rodgers is a college scout. So Dorsey does have experience with quarterbacks. He brought in Mahomes. There with KC, also was the person who traded for Alex Smith. So he knows what he's doing with the quarterback position, and that's exactly what the Browns need. They have talent at other positions. They have guys like Myles Garrett who can make plays, but they still need that quarterback, and they still need a couple more playmakers on offense.
All right, so let me get this straight. You think they're going to keep Kizer, draft a quarterback, and sign a free agent quarterback?
Yes, sir.
Wow. See, I didn't think they would keep Kizer, that if you're going to draft a guy in the first round and then go get a free agent, like, what is Kizer's future? That's interesting that they would keep him. I'm a little surprised by that. Outside of the quarterback position, I'm sorry, Drew, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You're good.
But outside of that quarterback position, what are their biggest needs?
I think probably the biggest need for me, in my opinion, besides the quarterback position, is you need more playmakers on the there in offense. The Browns have a couple solid guys. You have a David Njoku at tight end, who is a pretty good pass catcher. Not the best blocker, but he was pretty solid in year one. He can be a pretty good tight end for you, a nice pass catcher. You have Josh Gordon at wideout, but again, he does have a history of breaking his drug conditions. You have Corey Coleman, who didn't have that great of a year. So, in my opinion, you really need a number two wide receiver that's really critical. And with running back Isaiah Crowell probably leaving via free agency, you need a running back. Now, not high enough of a need for running back to draft at number four, but I think you look at a guy like Michelle maybe from Georgia or a guy mid-round to draft at running back. But besides those needs on offense, I think one of the biggest needs is the cornerback position. The Browns let go of Joe Hayden because while some people said that was a bad move and the Steelers got a big lift up there, Hayden was getting old, and the Browns now with a couple of guys who fill the nickelback number two cornerback, Rolls now and Jason McCourty and then Brian Body Calhoun, they really, really need that number one corner. If I'm John Dorsey, I'm picking Minka Fitzpatrick from Alabama. That guy has the brains, he has the size, the speed, all you want in a corner. That's what the Browns need. They really need some help at quarterback to kind of help, against some of the more talented passers they're going to face next season.
Okay, so with the first pick and the fourth pick, you're looking at Minka Fitzpatrick at the four. Who are you looking at with the one? Who's your choice at quarterback?
You know, I've really struggled with this, and it's been really tough. And I've watched a little bit of film on all the quarterbacks, and it's going to be a tough choice for the Browns. Right now, though, in my mind, while Josh Rosen doesn't seem too keen on coming to Cleveland, he, in my opinion, is probably the most polished passer in this draft. You do have there's some other more athletic guys in this draft. You look at a quarterback like Lamar Jackson. That guy can run. That guy is amazing outside the pocket. Heisman-like numbers. Incredible runner. Baker Mayfield, somewhat of the same thing. Can get out of the pocket quickly. Has a pretty good arm, just like Jackson, but again, he's a very good runner, very good outside the pocket, a really good scrambler. But as far as a complete, accurate quarterback, I would go with Josh Rosen. Darnold is solid, and he's pretty good, but I don't think he's quite as talented as Josh Rosen. Rosen has pinpoint accuracy. He can really throw it. And one thing that people really aren't talking about is his supporting cast at UCLA was not good. He would have thrown a lot fewer interceptions if his wide receivers had caught the ball and helped him out. So he is the player I think who fits the most. Again, we do see and hear some things that are kind of concerning. You know, for example, he has off the field issues. But you heard Hasselbeck the other day go on. If I'm not mistaken, it was ESPN. Went on ESPN and said, "Hey, this is a guy who, you know, has been in my quarterback camp. I respect him. He's a smart player." So, in my opinion, Rosen is the full player. So, if you can convince him that Cleveland isn't all that bad of a place, I think he's probably the best player for the Browns to get.
How much snow is in Cleveland right now?
A lot. We just got dumped with a nice it was a nice 5 to 7 inches of snow, and it was 60 degrees here on Thursday. And the low on Friday was about 28 degrees, so it changes pretty quick.
Yeah, love that lake effect, buddy. Joe Ginley covers the Browns for SB Nation. So let me, since you went with the Alex Smith as the veteran free agent quarterback to be the gatekeeper for a year or two in Cleveland. I'll tell you, I'd really love to see Saquon Barkley at one, and then, you know, you could draft Sam Darnold at four and let him learn for 2 years behind Alex Smith. All my buddies in Cleveland every year tell me, "Oh, Isaiah Crowell, I really like the way he runs." I'm like, dude, I was covering Georgia when he got kicked off the team. He's not that good.
Yeah.
And every year people always tell me, "Oh, he's going to be great, he's going to be great." And I'm like, "This is the same Isaiah Crowell that I know, because he's not going to be great." And he wasn't great again this year either. I see Isaiah Crowell as a very mediocre back. I see Duke Johnson as the guy who was the better end of those two, even though for whatever reason they want to keep giving the ball to Crowell. Should Hugh be gone?
Should Hugh Jackson be gone?
Like, why does he still have a job?
It's because they Haslams love him. At the end of the day, for whatever reason, he just seems to win over the Haslams. This is a guy who is not very good at calling plays. In all honesty, I'm just being brutally honest. I did an in-depth analysis here on Thursday, on Friday, about how the Browns called plays as far as running, you know, versus passing. You have the youngest quarterback in the league, right? So do you think the strategy would be, you know, gee, let's groom him a little bit. Let's not expect him to be the guy right away because he's going to have a tough time, passing the ball. Well, the Browns passed the ninth highest passing team in the NFL with 574 passes, and they ran the ball the fifth lowest in the NFL. So they were almost last in rushing attempts. Now, this is a team that averaged over 4 yards a carry. And Isaiah Crowell, you know, I will give you that. He's not the best, you know, he's not the best running back, not super flashy, but he averaged 4.1 yards per carry, and I'll give you three other running backs in the NFL who rushed for 4.1 yards per carry this year. Jordan Howard, C.J. Anderson, Ezekiel Elliott. If Hugh Jackson and the Browns just run the league average number of rushing attempts, and you assume that Hugh Jackson gets his share of them, he gets over 1,000 yards. Again, Crowell is not the most flashy back. He's not the fastest back, but he's a solid running back. So, in my opinion, that's Hugh Jackson's biggest defense, is that he's not calling the plays as even as he needs to, and that's a problem, because even if you draft a Saquon Barkley, even if you draft, a running back from Georgia, the problem is it's still going to be that he doesn't call the run enough, especially in the second half. He abandons the run, and that's why he needs an offensive coordinator, and the feeling now in Cleveland is that he won't, and that he'll somehow hang on to the play-calling responsibilities. And at the end of the day, it's not the front office. It comes down to the head coach.
It's Joe Ginley, covers the Browns for SB Nation. So, Joe, what are your expectations for the Browns next season?
I think they improved by a few wins. I could see this team winning 4 or 5 games, but they're not going to make a huge leap. Again, you know, the problem eventually comes down to the coaching, and I think after this season, I think that John Dorsey will say to Jimmy Haslam and say, he'll say, hey, you might like this guy, but he's not doing the job for us. I think Hugh Jackson will be out. I think the Browns will hire a different coach, someone who doesn't mind hiring an offensive coordinator or a play caller, and they will start winning some games. Now, I don't necessarily foresee them being a crazy good playoff team. But John Dorsey does have a track record of success in the draft, and I think that'll help. And I think the Browns could turn around the next 3 years or so, but I think you start seeing some improvement next year. But after the 2018 season, I can't see Hugh Jackson here.
Joe, how can people find you online?
So I'm on Twitter, at Joe Ginley, J-O-E-G-I-N-L-E-Y, and I write for dogsbynature.com, that's D-A-W-G-S, bynature.com. So, yeah, if you want to give me a follow on Twitter, that'd be great. I pride myself on my analysis, I will have an article coming up here next week about the passing game as well as the Browns wideouts.
Covers the Browns for SB Nation at Dogs by Nature. Is Joe Ginley on the hotline with us. Joe, thank you very much. Appreciate your time, buddy. We'll catch up soon.
Sounds good, Patrick. Thank you.
Joe Ginley covers the Browns for SB Nation. You know, something that happened today in Pittsburgh, there is no punishment severe enough for something like this. It's next.
This